Habla usted Spanglish? Larry Torres. Grandpa talks about cuando estaba chiquito. Oye, canutito, said Grandpa Caralampio to his grandson one evening just before Christmas. Can I ask you una cosita? You're pretty smart, eh? And I know that because at school you are getting kinda good at el inglés. Well, sure, Grandpa, returned Canutito. What is it that you want to know? Have you ever heard todos esos Christmas carols, began his grandpa. Porque es que in one of the carols, they begin by singing, What the hell the angels sing? Canutito started giggling. No, grandpa, he exclaimed. La canción dice, Hark the herald angels sing, no what the hell the angels sing. Oh, that's what it says his grandpa, feeling somewhat relieved. I thought that this language didn't sound muy bien, especialmente during the Christmas season. A veces, all of these new tradiciones are a source of mucha confusión para mí. Now that I'm all viejo, I have a hard time hearing. I've become más sordo que la máquina. Pero when I was younger, nobody could ganarme. Oh, I remember the first time that your grandma saw me. She gave me the once over de arriba pa' abajo and she exclaimed, Wow! Pero ahora, she just looks at me and says, wow! Sí, mijo, it is tough getting old. Canutito felt that his grandfather was feeling sorry for himself on una de esas noches before Christmas. A lot of people tended to get depressed. He pulled his chair up in front of his grandpa and he prepared to listen. Oh, I remember, began his grandfather, que when I was al joven, I could do anything, that is, except for that time that my mother cooked a big pot of frijoles con cueritos. The pork chitlins in the beans smelled tan deliciosos que when we sat down at the table to eat, yo me sirví all of the cueritos in the frijoles, thinking that they would taste real good, just like chicharrones. Pero what I hadn't realized was how slimy they turned when you boiled them. They were all resbalosos. It was like trying to eat a piece of moco. I got so grossed out que I couldn't swallow. But mi mamá was all angry because I had served myself all of the cueritos in my plate and had not left any for anybody else. And so she said to me, Ahora tienes que sentarte allí. You have to sit there all afternoon if you have to, until you finish every last bit of those cueritos. Ay, Dios, what was I to do? The more I tried to swallow those slimy cueritos, the more they would stick in my throat. I would get vasca, and I would almost throw them up again. Pero mi mamá would not let me vomitarlos. I had to swallow them again. I was sicker que un perro, but I did learn not to andar de Cusco. Canutito smiled as he tried to imagine his grandfather as a little boy making all kinds of males. También. Once when my brother and me were coming back from school, en el bus, continued Grandfather Caralampio, staring off into the distance, my mom had given us some money to buy some unos presentes for the cherry pie gift exchange that we always had with our classmates at Christmas on the last day of school antes de las vacaciones. Pues my brother and me decided to buy cajas de chocolate-covered cherries. And halfway back, nos dio hambre, we got a little hungry, so we decided to eat los dulces ourselves. We opened las cajas, and we hid under los cotones so that we wouldn't have to share them with none of los camaradas that were on the bus, and we began eating los chocolate-covered cherries one after the other. Pues, you know how sweet they are. When the bus driver let us off, ya andábamos más verdes que nada. We thought we were going to puke y tirar tripas all over the place. Y hasta el día, even up to today, I can't even look at a chocolate-covered cherry sin ponerme todo queasy. Canutito giggled at his grandfather's confessions. He hadn't always been un hombre inteligente as he thought that he was. He was still looking off pal quince. One Christmas morning, he continued, toda la gavia would dress in their warmest calzoncillos and guantes, and they would go off to pedir Miss Christmas. What was Miss Christmas, Grandpa? Asked Canutito, perking up to hear some more.
Oh, it was like trick or treat. No más que we didn't wear any masks, and we went to the casa en casa gathering dulces on Christmas morning. It was a lot of fun, even if the dulces got all stuck together. Pero all I had to do was find just one of those chocolate-covered cherries in my parquete and... I just couldn't face another candy the whole Christmas season.
Canutito decided that he'd better not eat too many dulces either. And so until next time, this is Larry Torres saying, bueno, bye, for Habla Usted Spanglish.